Do we have any other calls for today?
Yeah, we have another one at one.
At one.
Yeah.
And who is this we're calling right now?
This is Kenneth. He's a tutor, algebra tutor.
Algebra tutor?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. This is Ken.
Hello. Hi. Hey, how you doing, Kenneth? This is Clayton.
Oh, how are you? That was easy.
Oh, good and yourself? Yeah, so right now we're on a call. Right now we're on a call with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. He's going to give you a brief overview of what our app is designed to do, and then from there we'll have some questions.
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, Kenneth, what's your name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, just to give you a quick overview. So we're a small tech company, and we're putting together an app that will help small businesses like tutors like yourself with varying aspects of your job to try to make you more efficient, basically. So one of the things that the app will do is generate leads. That is, we will do some marketing, and we will generate interest in leads. And then given your service criteria, you're a tutor, right? So let's say you tutor math, but you don't tutor English or languages, Spanish, then we'll only, send leads to you that are within your scope of service.
Okay.
So that's lead generation. And then in addition to that, we'll have scheduling and calendars, right? You could use our app to schedule all of your appointments for the day and basically manage your day with the app. And then there's contacts. So the app would contain all of your clients and, personal information about them, where you left off in your last lessons, their strengths, their weaknesses, that type of information. And then the app will also have the ability to kind of send out reminders, send out notifications. So maybe if you haven't seen someone in a couple months, you could send them, hey, notification, hey, where have you been? You need to come back in or something to that effect. And as well as other notifications like you have an appointment today at 2 o'clock, reminders. Also GPS, if they're coming to you or you're going to them, we'll have turn-by-turn GPS if you need that, as well as like ETA, like you'll be arriving in 20 minutes, as well as kind of invoicing and payment processing. So like Uber, once they're done with the lesson, you complete the invoice, they click pay type thing.
Okay.
And integration with like accounting software, like QuickBooks, and that type of thing, so that all of your expenses and revenue is in a single place and, ready to retrieve, for example, for your taxes, that type of thing.
Great.
So that's kind of a basic overview of what we have in the app right now. What we're looking for are specific kind of industry-specific things that would basically save you time in the day.
Does this app provide the ability to set up packages? For example, student prepays 10 lessons instead of one.
Yes, yes.
And that keeps a calendar of that and a record of that and a reminder of that a certain date.
That's,
your eighth lesson is coming up and so on.
Right, that has been a suggestion. And it's not currently implemented, but I believe it is going to be in some form implemented. So, packages, kind of series. And, packages basically for multiple visits or multiple service instances.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And that would include different subjects and things as well, correct?
Right.
I mean, we have students that come in for Farsi and calculus or whatever the case may be, and they would be able to sign up for each and be tracked and all that sort of thing.
Right. Those are some details that have not yet been worked out. But having a package kind of product available is definitely something that will be in the app. And at some point,
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, different packages. So in your case, you might have an algebra package, and then you said a language package.
Okay.
Or it could be an itemized package like, visit service one will be this, service two will be this, service three will be this in the three-part service package.
Okay. Another thing that happens a lot with us is, we schedule weekly sessions, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. or whatever the case may be. In the interim, between sessions, the student needs homework support. And we provide that online, and we really don't have a functional way of billing right now. We actually use crazy things like Venmo and things like that to answer questions. But is there a way to build that in as well?
Yes, and that's okay. First of all, we will implement package, and once it's implemented, then we'll need details like that to kind of fine tune the packages. And how the packages are displayed and marketed.
So I guess we need to do some thinking on this and on how to write that so that people understand this.
Okay. So it's usable, right? That you want to use a package, but you might want to use it differently than someone else, and we have to find a medium, right?
Okay. Makes perfect sense.
Clayton, I think, has some questions for you, too.
Okay. And go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah, so just to pick your brain here, when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved? For example, would you like to get more leads, which is new clients, or would you like help with scheduling, marketing, or invoicing?
The answer is all of the above, to be honest with you. I mean, we're not lacking for any of those things. The problem is that I am, for the most part, the administrator and the math portion of my business. And I spend as much time administrating, sending out invoices, paying tutors, on and on and on, marketing the business as I do teaching, which doesn't leave me an effective amount of time to do much of anything.
Okay. So,
I would love an app that could combine all of those things. It would literally cut 30 hours a week out of my life.
And that's our plan. That's our goal. Our goal is to save you as much time as possible. That way you can maximize your earning potential.
And then, the next question would be just multiple tutors will be addressed in this app as well. People can know that if I'm looking for Farsi, that I click this link and it takes me to so-and-so. And if I'm looking for biology, I can go to another one.
Yes, you can manage your tutors. You'll be able to manage your tutors. And you'll be able to actually have access to their sessions as well. And we are planning on having a recording system. That way your sessions are recorded. That way you can always go back to them if there's, any type of, issues. Or if they just, if you just need to, send someone else that same recording. That way it can save you time.
Okay. Is there a glass or whiteboard app by any chance available in this process while we're online? Is there some sort of whiteboard or glass app something that's
absolutely
available?
There will be whiteboard.
Yes. Now, as far as right now, as far as getting leads, how are you currently getting your leads?
It happens primarily through word of mouth. And then above and beyond that, all of the social media apps from Instagram to Facebook to whatever the case may be, we're plugged in to all the local, chamber of commerces and all of those sorts of things. So, I am in all candor in the typical small business mode of too big to do this by myself. Otherwise it's going to perish. Too small to hire, entire staff to do the 12 tasks that have to be done each day.
Okay, now let's see here. Now, as far as providing leads, what's the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like leads via call, email, or text? Do you have a preference?
It would probably be for me, to be honest with you, via text.
Okay.
I am literally, I am in front of people 12 to 14 hours a day, 5-6 days a week, and it's hard to take calls during the day.
Okay.
Now,
let me ask you this. Now, another We have two options of delivering leads to you. Not options as far as the types of leads. You could either get a direct call from a client, or you can have them pre-screened. For example, we can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert and charge you anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. Or we can answer that specific call for you, book the client, add them to your schedule, and go ahead and charge them and charge you a small commission between maybe, 10 to 15% per lead. Which would be more appealing to you, paying per lead or having the client actually booked, put in your schedule, charge, and then you charge a small commission for that lead?
The latter would be preferred.
Okay.
My thought process just initially is I don't want to pay for leads that don't turn into business. I have no problem paying 10 to 15%. That's what the cost of business is to have that person anyway. So.
Okay. Now, how are you currently scheduling your clients? Are you using any apps to schedule them, or are you just using like Google Calendar?
We have Outlook Calendar.
Outlook Calendar? Okay.
Yes. So everything is done either by pen, pencil, phone conversation, whether it may be transferred to a calendar. The invoice program is a separate program that is separately inputted. It doesn't link to Outlook. Our payment system actually does link to the invoice system through PayPal, but the cost of that money is also, ridiculous.
Yeah, trust me. I get you. And what we want to do is we want to offer consolidated payments. So whatever payments you're using now, I mean, we'll give you that same option, or, you can, go through or actually have a merchant account, depending on,
okay.
What your process is. So for marketing, how much are you paying anything for marketing at the moment?
I use Yelp. I use, Facebook ads and all those things. I really don't know what the number is off the top of my head. I really don't depend on it, because it really doesn't drive our business. We've grown from 30 families to 500 in 4 years. This was a hobby for me after teaching for 27 years, and it turned into another career, which I really wasn't counting on, but I'm enjoying it.
Okay, awesome. So right now,
We literally market through Yelp and Facebook and Instagram and those kinds of things.
Okay.
Flyers, miscellaneous things, but I couldn't even give you a number, to be honest with you.
And not always. And you said as far as invoicing, you're currently invoicing everybody through PayPal?
We have an invoice application program that generates the invoice once the information is typed in, but we have to do it every single time there's a new transaction. And then it sends a PayPal notification, and the money comes back to PayPal, and whatever it is, 5.5% later or whatever it is, it's transferred into the account. I'll look it up.
Okay.
Invoice Simple.
Oh, Invoice Simple. Yeah, I've heard that before. Is that a free app or?
No, it's some small fee, $4.99 a month or whatever it is. I don't know what the exact amount is.
Okay. And then also, with our app, since you're paying multiple people, I'm not sure if you're going to continue to use, Yelp or Facebook or Instagram or anything of that sort, but our app is going to actually be able to track where your leads are coming in from. That way, at some point you can say, hey, Yelp is not giving me enough leads. Why am I paying them?
Okay.
Yeah, so that definitely will save you some money there. Let's see here. Okay, now, would you have any interest in a mini CRM? A mini CRM is a client relations management system, and what it does, it actually manages all your contacts for you. So what it will do, and would you be willing to pay, something minimal like $10 per month for a CRM?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I would love for this whole thing to do literally everything that I want to do currently do and would hope to do, if at all possible. I would love to send newsletters or some kind of notification to current clients that this is how things are going. Hey, we just had two kids that scored perfect scores on the SAT. Let's get back together again, or like yours can too, and those kinds of things. I just don't have that kind of time.
We want to have everything to be automated for you, so you can tell us, hey Clayton, I want to send out a newsletter blast to all of my clients, and you would let us know, hey, we want to do this on a Friday, at 5 p.m., and it'll automatically be set to send out the reminders and the newsletters and the notifications to your clients.
Okay.
Now, as far as just running your business on a day-to-day, what's causing you just issues and just taking just entirely too much time?
Anything administrative. I sit in front of students literally anywhere from – I see 8 to 14 students a day, personally. On top of that, I still need to, like I said, accept phone calls, schedule the other tutors, invoice the parents, communicate with the parents, and on and on and on. And calendar them and everything else and make sure we're not in conflict and so on and so forth.
Okay, so you might have interest in a dispatching service. And a dispatching service would they're very minimal. You don't have to pay them nearly as much as some as you would probably think. And what they would do is they'd be able to answer your calls, and they would be on demand. So opposed to you having someone that's actually on your payroll, you can say, hey, you know what? I'm really busy today. I would like someone to answer my calls today.
Okay. And do I provide an 800 number, or is that part of the system that you do?
No, it's part of the system. We would have a system, and all of your calls would get routed to the specific dispatcher so they can answer your calls and take messages for you.
An option that we'd provide is giving you your own telephone, a new telephone number that's exclusively for you, that will allow calls to be routed through us to you, so we can filter, we can relay messages, or if you want, we can also call them to give them information or send them text messages, that type of thing.
In the event years down the road, we're no longer in love with one another anymore, what happens to that 800 number?
That's a good question. That's a good question. See, we're not dealing with phone companies as far as these numbers go, so it's a little more difficult to transfer numbers. But yeah, it's understood that the number actually kind of belongs to you, right? It's associated with your business, so you should retain ownership if you discontinue using our service. That's something that's being worked out, and it's noted that people would be interested in retaining that number. Yes, absolutely. So we don't have anything yet as far as a plan for that, but we're working on a plan for that is what I'm saying.
I've had some experience with GoDaddy once upon a time where I had them build a site and do this and do that and provide 800 numbers and all of this stuff. I ended up leaving them and built my own site. I have not finished it, but it's a face page and gives enough information to get people, calling and those sorts of things. But one of the issues was, once I left GoDaddy, I had to rethink almost everything except for the domain name.
Oh, really?
Which I had, but I had to redo phone numbers and 800 numbers and everything else. And
that's
something I don't want to go through again.
Right. And that's something that we're considering. It's more difficult than getting numbers from like AT&T, right? They have a way of doing a process of switching the numbers, of porting the numbers to a new provider. So I mean, it's something we're working on. We don't have it in yet, but there shouldn't be any problem with that as far as retaining, the telephone number.
Would you be able to search for a number that makes sense for me? Like if I asked for something, for sake of argument, if I said 1-800-GOT-MATH, could you, or 1-800-777-MATH, could you find something in your system that could possibly do something like that?
That's a feature we can add to our list. Actually, no one's requested that feature, and that's something we can discuss. And that's part of this call is finding those kind of details that would make your life easier. Right, so that would probably apply to other people as well. And actually, no one suggested it, so we're, you know, Clayton's adding that to the list. So
yeah, everything you're telling us right now is helping us so much. You have no idea. This is, like, very useful information.
All right, if I can only get my kids to believe that when I talk to them, that'd be great.
Same here. I mean, I have kids myself. Yeah.
Yeah, I get tutors for my own children, which is remarkable.
That's crazy, right?
But it keeps peace in the home, though, that's for sure.
It's a good one.
No news stories of a father strangling his daughters yet, so it's all right.
Yeah, so, I mean, we pretty much have everything we need here for our first call, but we definitely want to make sure that we pay you for your time, and would also like the option of giving you a call back. Maybe we can sit down and have a meeting. We're located in West L.A.
Okay.
Maybe have you come to our office, maybe have lunch in the future. But as far as the check, the $50 check, who should we make it out to and where should we mail it to?
You can make it out to me, Ken Collins.
Good. All right.
And my address is 255 West 5th Street. Unit 311.
Unit 311.
I forgot all about this. So, San Pedro.
San Pedro.
90731.
90731?
Yes, sir.
So let me repeat that. It's 255 West 5th Street, Unit 311, San Pedro, California, 90731.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time, Ken. Like I said, we'll definitely be in touch in the near future once we're further along. And we definitely want to pick your brain. You've been a great help to us so far. And if there's anything you can think of in between the time that we're speaking now and the next time we speak, it would be greatly appreciated if you could, you know.
You got it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Clayton? Hello?